It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join with us in prayer? Precious Father, we come to you today. Our hearts rejoice to just know that we're saved because you died for us and gave us a simple faith that we could trust you. We didn't even have that faith, but you gave us your faith to trust you with and saved us by grace because salvation's totally of the Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you for my brothers and sisters by the radio today. Lord, may we worship you. May we bow to you. May we love you. May we realize that our life is in your hands. And Father, the many that are listening, God, that know not the Lord, that are not yielded to him, oh, Father, would this be the hour that they'd stop and just realize how lost they are. And may they trust Jesus by simple faith and let him save them. We can never save ourselves. You're our only Savior. You're our only Lord. We didn't go to the cross, but Jesus did. And he gave his life for us that we might be able to live for him. Now, Lord, would you get glory? Would you get honor? And would you simply let the Holy Spirit deal with hearts. God, teach us to pray. Teach us how to live for you. In Jesus' lovely and precious name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt, and it's a joy to be with you today. If you will, we'd love for you to just open the Word of God with us. We're looking at the scriptures in the book of Matthew, chapter number 25. And today, the Lord willing, we'll be down to verse 31. And if it's all possible, if you have a Bible, just open along with us. And we're just listening to what the Lord said and not trying to go into any deep theological studies, but to just look at the Word of God. And I want to just take this time to say God's so good. And I want to say thank you, those of you that are listening, for your prayers, for your support, and for the work that's going on. And believe me, God's work is still going on. And we thank him for it. And we thank the Lord that God's letting us have a part in it. To our abilities that God's given us, that we try to just simply do everything that we possibly can. And may I say, one of the gifts that God gives his children is prayer. Oh, my soul, how we need to exercise that and pray one for another. Pray for God's will to be done. Pray for our country. Pray that the Lord's will would be done in every decision. Well, I want us to look now at verse number 31 in the scripture. Now, I believe the talents and then the virgins, that zeroes in and just dealing with Israel. But now, we come to verse number 31, and we're going to deal with the judgment of the Gentile world. And look how the scripture reads it. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Now, this is not the rapture. Jesus comes and delivers out the saints at the rapture. But here, this is a judgment further on. And it says, and before him shall be gathered all nations. This is going on in the scripture above the rapture. And he said, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Well, do you think the folks that he's speaking to could understand that? Well, they know about goats and sheep and the separation of them. And we should have enough sense to that. Look at verse 33. And he, the Lord, shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on the left. And then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. These sheep represent God's people that have trusted the Lord. It doesn't matter whether you're a Jew or a Gentile. Salvation is for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. And he said, the king shall say unto them on the right, come, ye blessed of my Father. Amen. Who's the king? Jesus, that died on the cross, that made it possible for us to be saved, for us to be possible to live to this day. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom. Remember how this started? And we pointed it out, the kingdom of heaven, verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man. Well, now, inherit the kingdom. Hallelujah. We're living in this world today, but there's a time, if you're saved and born again, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. How long? From the foundation of the world. See, in God's knowledge, in God's mind, everything is from Christ, through Christ. And he made it possible that you could be saved by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. When? From the foundation of the world. And it's wonderful to know when you get saved that God's plan is in it. Verse 35, for I was unhungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. And I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. What is it saying there? Who are some of the giveningest people in the world? God's born again children. May I say to you, most lost people, I don't care. It's just like our government, just like our politicians. Everybody's after the dollar for themselves. But God's people have a giving heart. God gave us. Why does he give us a giving heart? Well, did not God love us so much that he gave us his only begotten Son? Yes. God is a giving God. He gives us life even when we don't deserve it. But here, he describes the sheep as born again children, and he said, and this is how we give to an hungered, gave me meat. I was thirsty, he gave me drink. Stranger, and you took me in. Naked, you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, you came unto me. And then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink. When did we see you? What's Jesus saying then to them? And in verse 38, when saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, naked and clothed thee? Everything that we do to those around us, I mean, if there's someone that needs a coat, if you got it, give it to him. If you got food, you give it to him. May we simply come to a place in our life that we exercise a giving. I want to give more to the Lord. He gave me his life. I want to give my life to him. I want to serve him. Or when saw we thee sick and in prison and came to thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Every time we give, we're giving it unto the Lord. Everything that we do, we're doing it unto the Lord. Have you ever just, felt like you needed to do something to help somebody? That's coming from the Lord. And may we simply do that. And he said, my brethren, well, who's it speaking of? My brethren, a child of God. Oh, my friend, how wonderful it is to be saved. Then shall he say unto them on the left, depart from me, ye cursed, unto everlasting life, prepared for the devil and his angel. There is a place that God's prepared for his saints. That's with the Lord. And there is a place that God's made for those that reject the Lord. And don't go there. Trust him today. Thank you for listening. And until next time, God bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.